Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Just a little heads up.
Our microphones weren't recording, even though we thought they were and they said they were. They weren't recording, so unfortunately the audio for this podcast is coming from the microphone and the camera.
It's all Lucas's fault.
Yeah, it actually is my fault, so the audio won't be as good in this, but it's still kind of good. We apologize.
We really do.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Hello!
Welcome back to the Bro Show Extravaganza.
Thanks for setting it up, assistants. We were late. We've been in a rush all day. We just got back from the chiropractor.
Yeah, if you're watching the video, you did see that we actually weren't sitting on the couch during the intro theme song, and we walked on last minute. We had a team of about, 18 assistants setting it up. And here we are. It's the Bro Show.
The Bro Show with Lucas and Jacob.
I have a mild headache.
You do?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those days. But I have a Diet Coke.
You're a headache person. That sucks.
Oh, my God. Jacob threw shade a couple weeks ago and said, I'm over these headache people who claim they have headaches. Somebody sent an email and said, I'm thoroughly offended. I'm a headache girl. They came forward and said, I'm a headache girl, and I get headaches a lot, so I'm offended that Jacob's annoyed at me, because I hate it too, and I can't control it.
What I meant was I feel bad for you guys, but take it however you want, and I do feel bad for you, goalie.
Okay, Luna is sitting on my lap, and she was licking my leg.
I just opened my Diet Coke. Can we all appreciate the new cans of Diet Coke?
Okay, what is this? I noticed this.
These are like the Diet Coke cans I'm pretty sure they had in like 2010.
Okay, throwing it back a little bit. We see you, Diet Coke.
I know.
We see you right in the eyes.
Listen to the bubbles. Fuck, it's dripping!
Wait, is that your straw or my straw? I don't own one like that.
My straw, why is it dripping everywhere? My straw's ruined!
What's going on?
Wait, is this like the...
I don't think you can use that straw. Yeah, your Diet Coke is possessed. For the listeners, he put his metal straw, not plastic, into a can, and it started overflowing.
Okay, guys, can someone explain this as a scientist? Yesterday, I was drinking a smoothie out of the straw, and it was doing the same thing. Somehow, the straw overflows when I'm not sucking on it. Can someone explain this? I don't understand it. Does it have something to do with metal? Like, does metal somehow explode?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Bro of the Week time!
Yes. Bro of the Week.
The Bro of the Week is Gemma. Spelled Gemma. But I'm assuming pronounced Gemma. Maybe we should call her Gemma, though. Gemma.
Just to be annoying.
No, Gemma. That's a very... I actually really love that name. My name is Gemma. And anyways, I love the potty. And I'm the girl whose dad's darts got stolen. And I'll give you an update. So a little refresher. Maybe you even need a refresher. I vividly remember this story for some reason. I think it was the episode we had our sisters guest starring. They were the guest stars of the pod that week.
Yeah.
And Gemma wrote in. If I remember right, she's Australian. I might have made up that fact. She had a house party. Her dad has these sort of heirloom darts. They were handed down from like his dad or something. These darts are important, basically. She invited all these people who she always has over. One of her friends had a new man. And he was the only new thing in the equation. So she's convinced her friend's man stole the darts. Her dad's heirloom darts are stolen. Also, that's just a weird thing to steal. You're gonna steal darts?
Yeah, like, it would be different if it, but that's
just
a weird
thing. Yeah, if it was like a Rolex or something, but darts? It's like, maybe these darts are that cool.
But there is such thing as, like, is it called hypocrine maniac? And they, like,
kleptomaniac.
Yeah, they get, like, a thrill of stealing.
Yeah, so there was one of those in my third grade.
What did they steal?
They stole someone's guitar. Which I don't know how they did.
That's big.
Someone had a guitar because they were, like, bringing it to third grade to show off, being like, I can do the guitar. It disappeared. You know, they were a stealer. Kind of chic to have kleptomania, though. But anyway, she has an update on the dart situation. I messaged the friend, not even accusing. I just said, hey, and she has never messaged me back. So I'm assuming she was involved in the darts being stolen. She is still dating the guy. I had to pay my dad back for everything that was stolen. But the best part of this all is now, boo, leave the darts, is a catchphrase of my household. And me and my sister say it every day. I don't, we must have said that.
Boo, leave the darts.
Because I think we were saying, like, of course, like, if you are a stealer, I'm not personally a stealer, so I don't understand how it works. But if I was going to steal from a party, it's like, okay, steal some cash on the table. Oh, steal a, I don't know, a Peloton, if you could get that into the back of your car.
That'd be really difficult.
But it's like, boo, leave the darts. You know what I mean? Like,
and also,
you
it's
need
so
the darts.
Annoying because it's a family heirloom. So
yeah, like, you don't need them. She has a photo with her and her anime boyfriend.
I just was looking and I was like, wait, you live in the future.
Yeah, she has an anime boyfriend. And honestly, just be thankful that your anime boyfriend is, at least he isn't stealing at parties like your friend who isn't your friend now, I guess.
I love your bangs.
Yeah, love you and your sister. Boo, leave the darts.
Thanks.
A little inside joke of Gemma.
I know. Classic.
Bougie. Ratchet. Sassy. Moody. Nasty.
If you know, you know.
Acting.
That's an inside joke.
What's happening? What's happening? I'm a savage.
That's an inside joke for anyone wondering.
Yeah. Did you know Megan Thee Stallion stole Fred stuff in that song? She said, hacking, stupid, what's happening?
For real?
She actually says acting. She says acting, stupid, but I could print, but she's, but something says hacking. Which
you
was
invented
a
that.
Yeah, so she stole from me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, if you want to know anything else to make you feel bad for me, I have some other things too.
Did someone tweet that?
No, I'm actually pretty sure Matthew said it.
Oh, that's like a joke.
Because that was like, when that song was popular, it was around the time when people kept sending me that tweet of Megan Thee Stallion saying, watch the Fred movie.
Oh, yeah.
It was from like 2009. So then he just joked and they said like, oh my god, she stole that.
She got inspo.
Okay, let's do some Luna ASMR.
Luna's never on here.
She actually used to be on the earlier episodes, but I think I said this before, but she kind of gets like a very weird vibe whenever the lights and camera come out.
In a past, is she Julie Garland?
Or Shirley Temple. Is Shirley Temple still alive?
No.
R.I.P. if she isn't.
But yeah, I know that Judy Garland was treated so bad. Like, they always put on medicine. So like, she could, I'm pretty sure, yeah, she could
or
be Judy Garland.
She could be Marilyn Monroe. Luna could be Marilyn Monroe's soul because Marilyn Monroe used to get very, she got stage fright a lot and she would throw up on set because she'd be so scared.
No, she's Anna Nicole Smith.
But Anna,
I'm not trying to joke about these people dying, I'm just saying. Like,
would she be, would Anna Nicole Smith be afraid of the camera though?
Well, later in life, she might have been so stressed.
I just laughed because I just remembered I watched the interview with Nicole Smith. For some reason, it's not on any sort of streaming service. I don't know why. It seems like something people want to watch. But I watched it a few, like, a long-ass time ago, actually. And there was this episode where her and her, like, boyfriend or lawyer or something like that, they had an eating contest at a restaurant. Like, that was one of the storylines. Like, let's see who can eat the most. And he accused Anna Nicole Smith of cheating in the contest, and she, like, actually got mad. Like, it stopped being fun. Like, she was, like, actually mad for being accused of cheating in the eating contest.
What was the eating contest? Like, what were they eating?
I forgot. I think there's, for some reason, that was a storyline episode. Like, who ate the most pasta or something like that.
She was so into that, then. She got mad.
But I love situations like that where, like, the game is so dumb. Like, an eating contest. It's all made for fun. But then, somehow along the way, everyone takes it too seriously. And it turns into a fight.
Yeah, I can't think of an example, but that is
a golf. That's an example. You go to Puck Golf and you always are like, this is dumb, like, who cares who wins? But by hole 5, like, people are getting in fights and stuff, and it's like, oh, I thought this was supposed to be fun.
Well, Puff Gov reminds me of one of those activities. It's one of these, I always say this, I feel like, but it's one of those phenomenons. Well, if someone asks you, do you want to go putt-putt golfing? You're like, let's do it.
I know, it sounds like so fun.
It's one of those things, well, 15 minutes in, you're over it, and why do you continue to go to putt-putt golf? Like, yeah. I'm putting it in my mind, I'm never going to putt-putt golf ever again.
Unless somebody makes technology that counts how many hits everyone's doing, because for some reason, if you're not familiar with putt-putt golf, it's all about how many hits you do so you get into the hole. Somebody has to keep track on a little notepad.
And I'm so mad because last time you went, I kept track, and then Lucas told our sister to rip it, and she ripped it.
Oh, yeah, she did.
So, like, that whole game is annoying. I'm never going to putt-putt golf again. And then at the end of the whole game, they make you do this thing where you have to make it in this goal, and then you win something, but no one ever wins it. But the vocal lied and said, people win it, I swear, but no one wins it. It's one of those gambling addictions. I'm done.
I just took Luna off the seat because she was licking my leg.
But what's your thoughts on putt-putt golfing? I'm not
playing putt-putt golf again until they come up with technology for the game to track how many hits you do. Because I don't want to, first of all, nobody wants to be the one to write on a notepad. Second of all, if you're playing with more than four people, bitches are going to start lying about how many hits they had. Then it isn't fair.
I know.
And then it's just annoying. I feel like they need to come up with some sort of technology to track the hits.
And then I'm done with, with that thing I done. I don't know if this is that every putt-putt golf place. It's probably like 90%
of them. Oh, yeah, the conspiracy at the end, right? Yeah. You get something like, oh, hit it in the hole and you'll win a whole game or whatever.
Yeah, you get something free, but no one ever wins it. It's one of these how things where they...
Do you remember how I asked the worker last time we went?
Yeah, and he lied.
I said, and I just as a joke, first of all, I was barefoot during this whole game, which is, I was just a little bit white trash because I was, for some reason, before we went to the putt-putt place, I climbed a tree. Because I don't know why.
I'm not trying to be dramatic, but if for some reason anyone watching was there that day and you just glanced at us, you would honestly think, like, we were the Duggles or something. Like, well, the Duggles aren't, like, but you would think that we're, like, just
Honey
gross.
Boo Boo family.
Yeah, Honey Boo Boo, gross, we're stinky, because, like...
Yeah, I was barefoot. I only had one foot barefoot, because I was climbing a tree and I broke a sandal, so I had to walk through the whole thing with one shoe on.
But somehow it wasn't embarrassing. I wasn't you, but I wasn't embarrassed about it. I was like,
you had so many funny things. Okay, first of all, just go back to that guy. I asked him, does anyone ever make it into the thing? I was like, nobody does, right? And he's like, and he actually was kind of like offended. He was a teenager working there, so first of all, it's like, you don't even own the place. I don't know why you're personally attached.
I think his family owned it.
Yeah, but he was some reason personally attached. He said, no. He said, I see multiple people.
He said, I'm making this shit up.
He said, I see multiple people win this every day. Like, he was trying to assure me it wasn't a scam. It's like, sis, it's a scam. But we can't pretend it.
That was probably the second funniest post. The first funniest post. Was just, I don't even know how to tell that story. You try to tell it. It's hilarious.
Okay,
yeah.
So there was this little snow cone food truck outside of the golf place. We were like, oh my god, it was a hot day. We were like, let's all get a snow cone. It was like, actually, we were always so excited to get a snow cone. Because when are you ever going to have a snow cone?
Never. Like,
is the thing. They were just regular snow cones. But when my dad got his snow cone, I think they asked him or something. They said, do you want to have an alcoholic snow cone? And he was like, I guess, sure. So, but then after he bought it, they said... Then he paid for it, and then they said, yeah, we actually aren't allowed alcohol down here, so you have to get alcohol from inside the golf place, which is, like, a little farther away. And he was like, oh, I'm good, I don't need the alcohol then. And they're like, oh, we already charged you, so, like, you should just go get it. So he was like, okay, you didn't even want the alcohol that bad. But so he went and got the shot from the place.
Yeah, it was a shooter.
Yeah, he poured it into the snow cone. We were eating in the back. And then the workers came up to him and said...
You have to see them, guys.
Yeah, it's actually against the law for you to be drinking in this parking lot. Because the food truck was in the parking lot, they said, it's against the law for you to drink alcohol in the parking lot, so you have to go back into the golf course. And the whole thing was just so funny, because then he had to awkwardly walk back. Yeah, as I'm telling the story, I'm realizing it isn't hitting, but you had to be there, it was so fun.
No, yeah, because, okay, another layer to the story was, I'm pretty sure when we were at the Kona Ice thing, one of our sisters had our nephew had a game, and she said, oh, yeah, there's this snow cone place, but you can also get, like, alcoholic snow cones.
Yeah.
And then I hold her, and I was like, well, that's interesting. Like, it's funny thing about being at a baseball game and getting an alcoholic snow cone. So then when we were there, I remember telling our dad, being like, oh, you should get an alcoholic one.
Yeah.
That sounds funny. Like, it just sounded like, this is fun. It's a snow cone with alcohol.
Yeah.
I never heard of it. So, like, I feel like he wouldn't even have got it if we wouldn't have munched it.
I know, that even when they said, oh, you have to go back into the golf place to get the shooter, he was like, oh, I don't even want it that much, it's fine. And they're like, no, you should go get it. And then he goes and gets it, and they tell him it's illegal for him to be drinking it there.
And it was so funny, because it made him seem like, oh, like a drug.
He was like
scum. Like, somehow, the vocal wasn't trying to do this, but for some reason, it, like, alluded of, like, why are you drinking at this kid's place?
It's so gross. It did. That's what made it so funny, is it had the vibe of he got a flask from his car and poured it into the snow cone. And really, he bought it from the snow cone place. But then they're the ones telling him, like, it's illegal for you to be drinking in a parking lot.
So my drama is, why even sell the alcohol?
Oh, yeah, and then someone tried to touch our sister's baby.
Okay, well, that did happen, but what did it make it sound like this was the funniest? That did happen, but
tried to touch her baby, and she said, oh no, because, like, COVID, you know, if you're outside, so it was somewhat safe, COVID, but
even
she didn't
COVID
want, like, a
thing.
Person, like, touching her baby when, like, there's a pandemic, you know?
Yeah, and which makes sense.
I guess she told the girl, like, no, you can't touch the baby, and they're like, well, I'm vaccinated. She's like, oh, you still can.
But, I've actually heard, other moms and parents say, it's so awkward when you're at the grocery store. This was, like, before the pandemic when other people ask, oh, can I, I don't know how they ask, but it's like, oh, can I, like, see your kid or see your baby?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I forgot where I heard this one, but, I've heard other people say, like, it's just, like, it's awkward because I don't want other people to, like, just touch my kid's hair. It's just, like, weird.
Yeah, I've actually,
germs, and plus it's just, like, annoying.
I didn't even know people tried to touch other people's babies before.
I've heard about it before.
All I knew is that's a thing of dogs. Like, you always say, can I pet your dog? Like, I knew that was a thing, but I didn't know it was a full-blown, like, let me hold your baby. It's like, no.
Sometimes when I'm in public, people ask, like, can I hold you? I'm so cute.
That would suck if you were such a cute person that you went to the grocery store and was like, can I hold you for a little bit?
I want to bring up an email. This is from Nava. She said, dating advice from my mom. I want to bring it up because I think I was done with the walk. I was walking home and I was like, okay, I'm going to chuck the podcast email. There's usually some funny shit.
I saw this email. I love the emails.
Yeah, I saw this email and I was like, this is so funny to me. I was actually laughing. Dear Lucas and Jacob, my mom has been wanting me to send this email for a long time, and today is the day. Every time my mom watches your videos, she always says that Jacob should move to Georgia, where we live, to meet a boyfriend. She always says that she can hook you up with an older white guy. She says if you need a man, Georgia is the place to go. That's all for now.
Oh my god, her mom has some friends who she can hook you up with, Jacob?
But I thought it was funny because she said, she always says she can hook you up with an older white guy. Why does it have to be an older white guy?
Maybe her mom's just friends with a bunch of older white gays.
Or maybe when she pictures me with someone, she just pictures, like, a 35-year-old white guy.
I'm picturing, like, 58.
Oh, yeah, I don't even... So I want more information, like, because I might move to Georgia just for you. Like, is it like, a 35-year-old or is it, like, a 58-year-old? I want to know, and I might move there next week.
Yeah, it's so funny because you don't even ever talk about on the podcast about even wanting a boyfriend, but she just assumed you, she just wants to set you up.
Oh, yeah, that's another weird thing about life is that, like, this is so funny. Like, you know how in those TV shows, like, it's mostly always, females. Don't they always get asked, are you dating anyone? I never get asked that by anyone in our family or anyone.
Oh, yeah. I guess no one asked our sister either. Maybe our family's just cool.
Oh, maybe our... Yeah, that's true. Maybe our family's just different because...
That's
like, no pressure. Like, I don't even really think about dating.
Yeah, I have some friends who are, like, in their late 20s, and they say that their parents are always asking them, like, when are you going to meet someone? Like,
that sounds,
like,
annoying.
I know.
Everyone's different, you know? But, yeah, I thought that email was funny because, I like how your mom envisions me with an older white guy. That sounds just hilarious.
This podcast is actually, the topic is going to be the future. Me and Jacob talked about yesterday how we both researched some inventions that are either here and nobody's talking about them that are so futuristic, or inventions that are on the brink of being, like, going public and going mainstream that are going to change the world.
Okay. Yeah. So... Basically, we're like, what should the podcast be about? And it was just, like, things that are about to happen. It might happen soon. Like, what's an update with this thing that we thought was going to happen?
Yeah, because you know you always hear about those little things. Wait, where did I go?
I'm laying by the bed. I don't think she wanted to be in the camera, which I get. Makes sense.
I'm just making sure she isn't peeing somewhere in a corner or something. What made me think about this is I kept seeing this. I follow Forbes on Twitter, and they always would tweet this article saying, smart contact lenses are on the brink of happening, or this company is going to make it so you can access your phone on your through your smart contacts.
Yeah.
And first of all, gotta say that sounds horrible, having contacts on that have a little notification center. That'd be annoying.
No, yeah, this whole thing with smart glasses, smart contacts. To bring it back, smart watches, okay, I'm down for it. Like, you don't have to look at it. But if I had glasses or contacts that was smart, you haven't even said if these are happening yet or not, but I'm not anti-social media or anti-internet, but I just can't be that involved in it. There's even times when I just don't want to look at my phone. So then I could know which one happened, it would be horrible.
And as a former Apple Watch wearer, when I first got that thing, I had to disable every notification because it was annoying as fuck, especially nowadays when everyone's in so many group chats. Having your wrist vibrate all the time and just for these little Snapchats, group texts, like, I don't even consider myself a popular person, but, like, I get so many, like, there's some group chats and Snapchat, and it was just annoying.
For sure, I used to always wear a Garmin, and you could set up smart features, and I'm pretty sure I tried it, and it just is annoying, because even if someone only texts you once a day, it just is annoying, because it's like, I don't want to be this involved. Like, I'd rather just look at it when I have time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's having that in your eye vision. F that. Can you imagine a little bubble on the side? Oh, Snapchat, Instagram, someone liked your photo. It's a bitch.
Even when I'm just, like, on my computer editing, I turn off notifications because I can't see text messages in the corner.
On my laptop, I disabled it. You know how, like, it would have that thing come up in the corner when someone texts you? I disabled that shit.
Yeah, because it's, like, I can't focus on this. I need to, I don't have a one-track mind.
And to a lot of people's annoyance, I do always have my phone on silent.
No, yeah, I've said before, I'm not going to put my phone on, my phone's not going to be on silent anymore. But a few years ago, probably when I was like 15, I decided to put my phone on silent because it's annoying. Like, even when someone, like, these text messages are annoying, and then people call for the dumbest shit.
Yeah, I have it on vibrate for when people call. Because I actually do want to know someone's calling, because calling usually, like, it's either spam or, like, actually wants to, you know what I mean?
I do take back when I said about the calling thing. Like, most of the people call me just about, like, actual shit. Like, what do you want? Like, what's dinner? Like, something like that. But but what I mean for silent mostly is text messages.
Oh, yeah, especially because I think it's mostly due to group chats.
What?
I think it's due to group chats.
Oh, yeah.
That's why people get so many notifications nowadays.
Green Chef, have you heard of it? Green Chef makes it easy to eat the immune-boosting foods you need to stay healthy and fuel a jam-packed end to the summer. Green Chef takes care of meal planning, grocery shopping, and even some food prep, giving you more time to tackle back-to-school season. Eating well is easier than ever with satisfying home-cooked dinners and options that work around your lifestyle. Not the other way around.
We tried Green Chef, and what I loved about it was the recipes were so yummy, but somehow so healthy. We got the plant-based ones because we wanted to try that out. And, like, we had these bean burgers that were so good and easy to make.
And then we had a kale salad, which sounds, it's kale, ew. But it was so good and delicious.
Oh, my God, and the barbecue cauliflower. Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, 100%. It was good.
Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, and with a wide array of meal plans to choose from, there's something for everyone. I love switching between the brands, and now our listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount with us. Go to greenchef.com/LucasJacob100 and use code LucasJacob100 to get $100 off, including free shipping. That's greenchef.com/LucasJacob100 using the code LucasJacob100. It's the number one meal kit for eating well. We love you, Green Chef. Oh, so about the smart lenses. I guess it's Mojo is the brand. It says the Mojo smart contact lens due to ship within the next few years. So there's a few years away, guys, if any of you guys are into this idea and want to have a smart contact lens. I guess it's going to have 14,000 pixels per inch packed into a sand grain-sized display that beams directly into your eyes? Wait, the display has 14,000 pixels, and it's the size of a sand grain. I'm confused.
Isn't that huge? Let me search what a sand grain
is. I mean, that's like kind of small, right?
Oh! I thought they meant, okay, is it a sand grain?
Like a little
one
grain
thing?
Of sand, yeah.
Oh, I thought they meant, those are these things that are called like corn. You know those things that they have at farms that are like corn?
Corn stalk?
No, they have like a thing full of corn.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was that, but for sand, so
you know. So I guess when you think about this, you would think like, wait, do you have to charge your contacts? How does that work? I actually don't know. But I guess you also will have to wear a computer pack. Like there's going to be something that will be
a battery.
I guess like your contacts would send signals to this pack you're wearing on like, I'm assuming it would just be like a mic pack type thing you put in your pocket or
would
something.
Would it kind of like a hub drive, I'm guessing?
I don't know. And I said it's something you wear around the neck that communicates with the lens and that relay and that sends stuff to the eye, and there's batteries and shit and storage. So basically the applications would run on the little thing around your neck and it would stream it to your eyes. And it said it would have text pop up and even videos would be able to be played. But it did seem like it would be a good thing for people who have vision problems, because I guess they're going to be able, like, if you have really bad vision, like, the contacts will know when there's, it'll really accentuate edges and sidewalks, so, like, if someone had vision where, like, they couldn't see the edge of a sidewalk, it'll make that, like, so clear to them that, like, they shouldn't walk on the road.
Oh, it sounds so futuristic. Like, the mobile phone, like, the mobile part where you can see text messages, that doesn't really, like, okay, I'm really
yeah.
Sure. But the part where it would help people that, like, can't see as much and, like, it kind of makes them, it's kind of like virtual reality, but it is reality.
And their goal, they said, they actually were kind of going against what we were saying. I was like, it's going to take over everything and be so annoying. They said they want it to be like you fully can live in the moment. They said they want it to be like you're fully living in reality, like you aren't living in some fake, like, digital reality, like, that's covering your eyes. Like, you're mostly living in reality, but just, like, the tiniest bit in the corner would be, like, little text, I guess. Which, to me, like, that's enough to be annoying.
Yeah, even with calling, if someone called me, I'd rather just see it on my phone.
I'm confused why they're even developing this, and I'm sure it will, for, like, the people with bad vision problems, it'll be good, but didn't Google make smart glasses, and I feel like that didn't really happen.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm being dramatic, I don't know the stats, but I'm pretty sure they, like, didn't do that.
They low-key flopped.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
That would be mean.
So, I don't know what they're gonna do different, but...
Yeah, I mean... I'm, like, out for, like, help the people that can't see as much.
Also,
like,
some people might love this. I mean, if you're, like, running some business or, like, you have meetings every 15 minutes, maybe you would want a little notification to tell you what to do next.
Saying, yeah,
hey,
but...
Go to room 27
for your... thinking about, like, if I ran a business, like, most of the time I'd always be on the computer, so, like...
That's like, just, like, computer. Also, you just look at your watch.
And, like, the notification would be on my computer anyway.
Yeah, so. It does sound really annoying.
This one, but I'm excited to see what comes out of it.
That would be kind of cute.
I'm so optimistic.
It would be kind of cute if there was just time in this time in the corner. You guys looking to be time?
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Because I'm the type of person where I'm looking at the time right now, but that could cause anxiety. Just like, what time is it? I need to do
something. That would be cool to have though. Like if you were in a really boring situation, or even if you went to the movies. Like say you went to the movies and a movie you didn't like. You'd be like, oh, it's fine when I'm there, I'll just stream, like, something else. You just stream a different
and
movie.
No one knows.
Yeah.
That is kind of cool.
Like, you know, in every year on, like, Christmas, you have to go to church on Christmas Day. So boring. So just watch, like, Trisha Paytas videos.
Oh, yeah. This is something, like, so if this, I'm assuming the pandemic will, it will still be a thing, obviously, but I'm assuming it won't be that good by Christmas. But I want to go to Christmas church.
Oh, yeah.
Last year we couldn't, but... So I never go to church, but on Christmas, there's something so iconic about going to... We go to, like, this... I think the place is called, like, UCC. It's, like, this Christian branch. I don't know. But it's always fun. Like, just going.
I know. I actually do really enjoy going to church on Christmas. Because, like, they give out the candles and you sing Silent Night. And, like, also, like, the amount of priest, pastor, whatever,
yeah.
They do, like, little jokes.
I know, and it always feels like, okay, if we're admitting it, the pastor always You can tell, like, he feels like a celebrity. He's like,
that's his Super Bowl. Christmas night, he knows that's when all these bitches who don't usually go to church, they're coming tonight, so put on a good show.
Oh, yeah, he's like, I sold out the Madison Square Garden. I'm making the most of it.
Like, he would literally, he would have, like, an escort when he walks to church, from church to his car. Because, like, you know, if he leaves church, like, there's all these people asking for photos and stuff. So he would have, like, an escort to his car.
Yeah, and he actually said, like, I use the athlete money to pay, like, for, like, my Cartier bracelets.
Oh, yeah. Probably does, right?
I don't know. But yeah, church I like on Christmas is what I want to say.
Oh, and there's that one guy who sings and he's so good. And emotional.
And they have like big ass pianos.
Yeah, there's this one guy who sings at this church my family goes to and he like gets
my family goes to.
Like go to one church on Christmas Day. Yeah. He gets into it. Like he sings and it's so good. I'm like, this guy could. He's like the Adele.
I know. I wanna hire him for my birthday.
He actually he is such a good singer.
I'm just smiling because and the bathroom was nice.
Oh yeah, just the smell of church. They always have this one smell of like, just like old.
Yeah, but I do have to say, if you want good communion, the bougiest one is when you go to a Catholic church because
Jesus' body.
Yeah, they have like circle communions that like isn't even really bread.
Oh yeah, I grew up going to Catholic school and I was so excited to be able to eat that for the first time in second grade.
I know.
Like there was this big event, first communion.
But well, I don't count.
I was a little bit disappointed when I ate it for the first time.
Because you're like, oh, it's just
because growing up, we actually used to go to church a lot when I was growing up. And I remember looking at people eat the communion and it looked like it would just, I always had this vision in my mind of what it would taste like. And when it doesn't taste like anything, which is kind of sad.
Yeah. I'm just,
Oh, then you drink the wine and kind of get drunk.
I know, you get so tipsy as an 8-year-old.
I remember being in second grade and being like, weird, wavy.
I know, I can't see anything.
Oh, blacked out?
One of the funniest things about communion, our family went to this one church for a little bit. And whenever I think of communion, I think of like, okay, this is like a sacred thing, because obviously it is. But, it was so funny because the pastor pulled it out of a grocery store bag. And to me, it ruined everything, because it was like, okay, obviously it isn't Jesus' body, but it kind of ruined it, like the illusion.
Oh, yeah.
It ruined like the whole illusion.
You would think, it might be a little bit too gruesome, but it's supposed to be Jesus' body or whatever. You think they would, like, commit and, like, put some jelly in the middle or something?
You know what I mean? Or maybe, like, you put it in the bread and, like, it squirted all over your face?
Okay. Lena, you can't come up here.
Oh, first of all, we have an announcement. Next week, we might do an assumptions podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to, like, tweet it later in the week and stuff, but you can email us or comment assumptions and we might do it.
Oh, yeah. Assumptions about us. You know that classic YouTuber thing? Or you assume things about Jacob, or you assume things about me, and we tell you, like, the tea on it.
I guess I basically just ask, like, Jacob, did you get a BBL? And I'm just like, tell you guys.
Or it's like, we assume Jacob's the type of person that blah, blah, blah does this.
Something I have to mention about the future, when we were thinking about this podcast topic, was I remember when I was in fourth or fifth grade, and there was news about the Apple Watch maybe coming out.
Yeah.
I remember I was like, this is the future. Are they actually going to do that? How are they going to put a phone inside of a little square? But what I want to say is, isn't it how we just get used to everything?
Yeah, it isn't a big deal anymore.
Because I remember watching the news and even the news anchors were like, guys, this is crazy. A phone and a watch? But now we're just used to it and we think it's shit.
Even FaceTiming from your hand. Like, I remember growing up when I would use, like, iChat or whatever when I first got a MacBook and being like, this is so cool, video chatting. Remember thinking that? But then thinking video chatting on the go, wherever, like, that is actually crazy when you think about it, but we are just so used to it now, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, and even how we don't have to pay for text messaging anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's unlimited. So yeah, that was one of my moments. Now I have a few honorable mentions of, I didn't Google into these, but throughout the years, we've all heard about these fake commercials. Bundable phones.
Wait, what's it?
Bundable phones. We've all seen these fake commercials that some random guy in his basement makes. Of like, Apple's gonna release a bundable phone, and like maybe they're working on it, but it hasn't been released. So.
There hasn't been any yet? I swear there was a droid that was
bundable. Oh!
Is there?
Yeah, I guess I'm just being closed-minded.
But is there a droid that's bundable?
Probably not, right?
That would kind of suck. I picture it to be so flimsy.
And then another one that I remember seeing is phones that are used as projectors. I remember seeing this when I was younger, like, they're like fake ads and stuff. And on Instagram, there was like memes about them, but there was like a phone that would project media, and it was like so cool, but I'm assuming that's not happening, or maybe it
is. I do remember in high school people talking, saying like, the next iPhone's gonna have that. I remember also someone said the next iPhone was gonna have this thing that would project a keyboard, and you'd be able to have a full-blown keyboard on the desk, and you type.
And that hasn't happened.
I know, like, get on it.
But that sounds, to me, that sounds dumb.
I know, it is like, I would just rather text on my phone.
Yeah. Okay. So, my first big topic is AI robots. Are they gonna take over? Slash...
And do they already exist? Like, a Siri, technically, I mean, she is AI, right?
Yeah, because AI is artificial intelligence, so I guess kinda, right?
Yeah, so, what is...
Also, we've all seen those videos of those robot dogs.
Oh, yeah, that kind of looked like they're from Black Mirror.
Yeah, and I don't know what they do. I didn't do research on robot dogs, but I've seen videos of these robot dogs walking around cities. And I don't know what they do, what the use of them is. I mean, it's not. I don't think it's common, but they've been.
I know, it's scary. They probably are, like, to attack people, right? Like, bad people.
For some reason, I feel like they're, like, just to create, like, Google Maps or something.
Oh, I just assumed, like, the police would be, like, too scared to go into a house where there was, like, a murder, so they'd send their robot dog in.
I guess maybe. But I feel like I would have thought about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Did you just research, like, is AI going to take over?
Well, because, yeah, I knew a little bit about AI, but I tried to just dig more deep into the hole. Obviously, this isn't going to be a science podcast, but I'll try my best, you know? So, first of all, I watched this 60-minute clip of this... I don't know what he was. I don't know if he was a scientist or what, but he was talking about AI.
Okay.
This was back in, like, 2017. And he said, in the next 15 to 20 years, AI will replace, like, 40% of jobs.
How many years?
In the next, like, 15 to 20 years. So that would be, like, 40%? 20... That would be, like, 2032 to, like, 2042.
Like, did they have examples of what jobs?
It was jobs that are, repetitive. So, like, truck drivers or, like, those jobs that are, like, or maybe, like, even Uber drivers and, like, you know, like, jobs that are, like, repetitive, basically. Oh, and, like, waiters, cashiers, all that shit.
Wait, but then what do those people do? They work for the AI companies, like...
So this doesn't really have to do with AI, but, yeah, to dive deep into that, like, obviously they don't have answers, but I did more Googling, and I guess this has happened before, and people have always found ways to cope with it. Like, I guess when electricity, like, was fully realized, a bunch of jobs got gone, because obviously electricity is, like, so cool, you know?
Oh,
and it can, like, do so much. So, but I guess people found jobs with that, and then there's been, like, over throughout history, there's been so many big creations that have come up that made people lose their jobs, but I guess...
Well, I guess there's maybe sometimes people that work job. For the AI companies.
But the person on 60 Minutes did say that with all these other creations that made people lose their jobs, it took hundreds of years. But this is, like, so quick, so people might, I don't know, it could be different.
Probably weird. For some reason, 15 years seems so soon.
But then people also have theories that if this does happen, which it seems like it is going to, people will be able to live out their dreams and shit like that. That's literally what I will.
But they won't be tied down to a job.
So this
then
is...
how do they make money?
I mean, I don't know if this is going to happen. I'm not, like, a government official. But people think that, like, people are going to lose their jobs. And then the government's going to do, like, everyone will get a check each month. This is what people think, but I don't know if this is
going to happen. Sort of like what Grimes... Remember the Grimes TikTok? That,
yeah.
That, like, went viral where she said, we should all just live in a communist AI society so then we can all not work and stuff.
Well, this wasn't really saying communist, but yeah, everyone would get, like, a check. But then people would be able to live out their dreams in the sense of, like, maybe someone is a waitress, but they actually, their actual passion is making music, but they don't have enough time for that.
Yeah.
So then they could maybe actually create something out of the music, since they have more time. Yeah, so it would basically be, like, more people are creative, it made it sound like, but... Who knows if that's going to happen. Hopefully it's all fine when 40% of people lose their jobs, because that could...
I guess you already think about grocery stores, like, self-checkouts technically AI,
and
right?
Even when I was at Applebee's last, you just order food on a tablet.
Oh, yes, they probably already be able to cut down the waiters and stuff.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie, there is something that's kind of cool about having a waitress or waiter.
Yeah, even if, like, everything did go to this, and somehow everyone was fine and switched jobs or whatever, and there was these AI restaurants, I feel like there would still be, like, these really fancy restaurants where actual people served you, and it would be, like, so upscale.
Oh.
To be served by humans instead of robots.
Yeah, I could see that. This also made me wonder, though, so the things that I read made it seem like these repetitive jobs would get replaced, but I was wondering, obviously editing, a robot could do that, you know, editing video, like, that's pretty repetitive. But what I want to know more about AI, because I don't know, like, so since obviously everyone edits differently, is there a way that they would find out my editing style within like 10 minutes and just edit a video?
For some reason, I feel like no matter what, AI wouldn't be able to. Because they still wouldn't know, like, all the nuances of a person and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, like, that's what kind of I was thinking. Like, I was kind of glad that, like, from everything that I've read, it kind of made it seem like AI could never take over my individual creativity.
Oh, yeah, you never know. What if they could just download your brain and then, like, they do it better?
Yeah, but I got what I understood was just, like, but they could never be you.
Could you imagine there's so AI funny. Podcasts?
I feel like I
like, you know, true crime podcasts are so big. What if these AI, these AI were literally so effing funny, and like they would research the true crime perfectly and like present it in the most entertaining format? Like, could you see a world where like the number one podcast is AI?
I guess with that, yes.
That's
but
just
I
weird,
feel like people
though.
Would still like genuine podcast.
Or even like
know.
Music. Like, what if there is this AI algorithm that listened to every single song that humans love and like created better music than everyone? Where like no one would ever, like no human producer would ever be able to create anything as good.
Well, when we get further on, so like, I guess some people might say like, okay, you just are down for anything. You're annoying. But like, it didn't seem scary. But,
yeah.
So like, even though like. Like, what you were saying kind of sounded scary. Like, it sounded scary in the sense of, like, that sucks. I'd rather just have real people make it. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's a positive to it, I guess. But, yeah, this is a quote from Smithsonian Magazine. Hedge funds are using AI to beat the stock market. Google is utilizing it to diagnose heart disease more quickly and accurately. And American Express is deploying AI bots to solve its customers online. So these are just a few examples of what AI robots are doing. And I thought this quote was interesting because they do good
they
shit.
They already
like,
are doing good.
Like,
that.
Google is using it to help diagnose heart disease. But then also the AI is doing bad things because the people that are rich with hedge funds, they are using AI. So like, I thought that quote was also interesting because, like, negative and positive.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something else. This is another quote from Smithsonian Magazine. The ultimate goal is artificial general intelligence, a self-teaching system that can outperform humans across a wide range of disciplines. Some scientists believe it's 30 years away. Others talk about centuries. So this is also, so basically the beginning was saying like, yeah, they could do a bunch of shit. But
so some sort of like actual crazy AI is still like at least 30 years away.
Yeah, that's kind of what I took from it. Like, in the next 30 years, like, maybe a few things will become more automated and AI-ified, I'll say. But it seems like it will take a while for it to be, like,
yeah,
pretty crazy.
We all shop online, and we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, ranging from tech, gaming products, to popular fashion brands, and even your favorite food delivery service.
This is how Honey works. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you're at the checkout, the Honey button drops down and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. Me and Lucas actually used Honey the other day when we got pizza delivered to the house. We saved a few dollars, which is awesome because saving money is good. You know, you want to save those coins. And
we also
saved coins, which I'm really excited
about. We got some buffalo wings on the side, and each bite into that buffalo wing felt good knowing we saved that money thanks to Honey. And Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion $1,000 in savings. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. That's literally free and it installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/LucasJacob. That's joinhoney.com/LucasJacob.
Thanks for sponsoring the podcast, Honey.
Kind of in the same AI realm, one of the inventions, Time Magazine had this, like, the best, most futuristic inventions of 2020. And one of them is a little kid robot AI thing.
A little kid?
It's for little kids.
Oh, okay.
Basically, it's created by people who worked for Pixar and experts in education and child development. And it's a robot designed to boost the social and emotional skills of 5 to 10-year-olds.
So boost it?
Yeah, these kids, if they're getting this robot to help boost their social and emotional skills, I'm jealous. They're going to be so, like, you know what I mean? So charismatic because this robot taught them.
That sounds, like, creepy, though.
I guess it's called Moxie. It starts at $1,700. And basically, it's a compassionate pal who encourages reading and drawing and sends them on missions meant to spur engagement with adults, siblings, and peers, such as writing kind notes to their family to find or talking to a friend about their feelings. Apparently, it's a springboard into the real world.
To me, that sounds like helicopter parents to the max. Because, like, they want their kid to turn out, like, so well-behaved.
Oh, yeah. For some reason, I feel like most kids wouldn't even use it. They'd be like, this thing's dumb. It's like, write an emotional note to your mom. It's like, no.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Ryan's Toys Reviews.
Yeah, it's like the same idea of, for Mother's Day, giving your mom a gift saying, like, I'll do anything for you, just ask me. And then, like, it never gets used.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that kind of idea. Another thing. One issue is that AI might... So there was this big article that I was reading. I think it was Smithsonian. Yeah, Smithsonian Magazine. And they, like, they gave a bunch of, like, point of views of AI / what could happen.
Oh, like so, possible outcomes?
Yeah, or, like, yeah, stuff like that. So one issue would be that they would want to be viewed as human. But, like, and then, like, the big fight would be, like, does it have consciousness?
That's creepy.
Because
what if it did?
Yeah, and so, like, this whole few paragraphs was talking about how, like, they could want to be viewed as human. And then it was kind of doing this world of, like, what if one of the biggest cases that's happening in the Supreme Court is, do our AIs actually human?
That'd be weird.
Yeah, and basically...
At the end of the day, we'd just be able to shut them off. But then also a lot of people might grow emotionally attached and be like, you are just going to kill a whole species?
Yeah, but the article was also, like, going in depth about, like, it made it, like, so realistic. Like, I could picture this happening. It was saying, like, they would be, like... This would be the biggest issue in the Supreme Court. And, like, okay, what I kind of related it to was masks. You know, there's anti-maskers and then people that are like, wear masks. Basically, what the article was saying, like, there'll be people that are so against robots and then people that are for robots. Then I'm assuming, and then I kind of just assume, like, it would be political sides. Like, one side would be Republican and the other would be Democrat. And then, like, people would be so mad at it. And I could see that happening.
That'd be creepy if, like, AI was so intense that, like, some people would hang out with AI. Like, you'd be like, oh, do you want to hang out? And they'd be like, I'm actually going to, like, hang out with the AI person.
This is my next topic that I forgot about. This one actually keeps me out, even though I'm, like, I feel like I'm progressive or whatever. But I don't know if this is going to happen in our lifetime. Well, like, maybe, like, 2 generations under me. They could replace real-life relationships. So, friendships, but also, like, also it could be, like, they could, like, people would get, like, be in long sexual relationships with, like, these AI robots.
Oh, that's so weird.
Which, like, to me, I would never want to,
I could picture them, like, replacing therapists. Like, I could picture, like, you could tell the AI thing, like, I want to work on, like, building my confidence or... Oh, I want to work on this problem. And, like, you'd be able to hang out with them and, like, tell them everything and not feel any sort of, like, self... Like, you wouldn't feel, like, embarrassed because they're just, like, an AI thing.
Oh,
and they,
yeah.
And like, would help you, like, work on those... Like, I think that would be cool if, like, it was, like, a self-improvement thing. But also be just kind of creepy.
Well, okay, so this is another quote that I found really interesting. So, like, so this is another quote. AIs will work to keep you healthy. Sensors in your home will constantly test your breath for early signs of cancer. So with these quotes, I think they're just doing guesses. I don't think, like, this is, like, 100% gonna happen. It would test your breath for early signs of cancer. And nanobots will swim through your bloodstream, consuming the plaque in your brain and dissolving blood clots before they can give you a stroke or a heart attack.
Honestly, that sounds awesome.
So basically, there was this whole section that I was saying, like, it could, like, be a thing where, like, you will never, like, it was basically a doctor, because, like, you will always be healthy. And then it also said, it was diving into, like, that whole thing of, like, it might be a thing where, like, people our age, and I don't know when, will, like, live till, like, 200. Like, that is a possibility, I guess, because they might make, like, a so healthy world.
Going back to Grimes, I actually did, she tweeted this past week saying, like, she has no intention of dying.
Oh, I saw
like,
that.
Like, she hopes that, like, sometime during our lifetime, this is the vibe I got at least, like, there's an AI thing that's, you could go into the AI. Like, your essence and soul and personality and, like, somehow it would, like, copy your whole brain. You'd be AI. And, like, so you technically would never die.
I don't know how I feel about that.
That's weird.
Yeah, I can't picture not ever dying.
Or maybe you just decide, like, or maybe AI world would be so fun, like, that's just like, creepy. Like, actually thinking about it, like, could make you spiral.
Well, to be honest, like, I don't really like, that's the thing that's so weird about this whole, like, living. So, like, living till 200, my brain can grasp that. But living for forever, it makes me so weirded out because no one even knows what happens after you die. So then, if you're just always alive, what happens to that thing that would have happened after you die? Like, I feel like
and
something would have to happen.
And also, just thinking about how overpopulated everything would be. Like, already there's billions of people.
Well, like,
nobody died. Would no one be allowed to have kids?
What if we all become, like, I'll just call it selfish. And what is, like, no one else can have kids. It's only us for the rest.
Like, that'd be weird.
Which, like, I don't know. That I guess that could be happening. So I thought that was really cool because there's a bunch of positives. But the article was also saying, obviously not everyone would be down to have their house, like, wild in AI. Like, some people might obviously think that's fucking creepy. As noted in a 2017 Mother Jones article, AI systems could have about one-tenth the power of a human brain by 2035 and will be capable of performing any tasks currently done by humans by around 2060. So that's just sort of another guess by another.
That would feel good. Like, it makes me feel good that, like, even if it does get so crazy and, like, robots replace humans, at least we have, like, another 40 years.
Yeah, I think the thing is that, obviously, like, 40 years compared to, like, 200 years is such a difference, but I feel like, for us, like, that's a good amount of time to, like, if this is gonna happen, to get used to it.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be such a gradual change. But what I'm wondering about AI, you know how I said, like, self-checkouts? Is that AI? And also, even thinking about when you said everyone's house is being wired with AI, like, is Alexa AI? What about everyone has a Ring doorbell pretty
would
much?
It,
so do we all have an AI doorbell, like an AI bodyguard kind of?
I don't know how specifically that works, but wouldn't Alexa or Siri just be like a really low version of AI?
Yeah, so is a Ring doorbell AI?
Well, isn't that just a camera?
Wasn't like artificial intelligence kind of just like always scanning everything?
Oh, yeah, so wouldn't it be just like, yeah, I guess it would be AI, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but obviously it's very like low compared to like the future.
Yeah, so my, overall, I'll just do a quote with myself from last night. It doesn't actually seem that scary after all. And then a smiley face. Because I got this overwhelming sense last night when I was researching. Because I was so into it. I was like I feel like, because from a bunch of stuff that I was reading, change is always going to happen. Like, humans are always going to want to change. Like, they won't ever want to just say, okay, we're stopping our production that scientists are doing. We're quitting out. We're just going to stay the same. Like, I feel like humans are always going to want to keep changing and evolving.
So
I feel like it's good.
And whenever there is a new technology or a huge change, people
always speak up.
There's always going to be a portion of people who make it seem like it's going to be horrible and scary and ruin everything. Even
especially
with
the internet, it's going to be worse.
Even with Tesla's hell, like, there's certain people who are like, oh, they're going to get hacked and, like, kill you, you know? Which is, like, that could happen, but, like, also it's just, it also could be, like, a cool advancement, you know?
Oh, yeah, there's so many examples of, like, people being scared of the future. Like, even, like, with, yeah, this, I can think of so many examples, but I feel like it will end up doing good.
So is that a wrap on the AI?
One more topic about AI is that, so when I was researching AI, it was talking about how people were talking about AI, like, back in the 50s, I guess, 1950s.
Yeah.
So I remember realizing this a few years ago and it blew my mind. Isn't what all these ideas were... okay, so all these futuristic ideas and systems were realized a long time ago. It just takes so much time for scientists and engineers to create it.
Like, oh, yeah.
It doesn't creep me out, but I just want to... It's crazy that these scientists and just random people have these, crazy ideas, but, we don't... a common person like me probably doesn't even know what they're talking about yet.
Oh, yeah.
But it just takes, so many years for it to evolve because it's such, a crazy technology.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that was pretty crazy because most people probably didn't even know what AI was until, 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. So, well, that kind of goes into mine about self-driving cars, which is pretty much AI, right?
Yeah, because all it is artificial intelligence, and that is artificial intelligence.
So this was a Vox article about when are self-driving cars actually going to happen. So basically it started out with saying the world was so optimistic about self-driving cars, and the U.S. Secretary of Transportation in 2016 said that fully self-driving cars would be everywhere by 2021. We're now in 2021.
When did they say that?
In 2016. We're now in 2021. There are Teslas, all these other manufacturers are coming up with self-driving cars, but it isn't like how you would have thought, you know? You still can't fully let it self-drive. It could just kind of go on. You still have to always be watching over it.
First, we should give our definition of self-driving. So my personal definition of self-driving is when I picture it fully being realized is I would literally go in my car, the GPS will pop up, I'll type in, go home, or go to Chipotle, and I won't do anything.
Yeah, you can literally not even face the road. You can turn around, sit on a chair, not even pay attention.
Yeah, so you just picture, typing in the destination, and boom.
Yeah, so that type of self-driving, people don't really know how far away that is, I guess. But, I guess the reason why it's taking so long is because, they need to have sensors that can see in all weather conditions, even if it's raining so hard or snowing like crazy. Also, the cars need to learn how to just, comprehend, they call them edge cases, I guess, where, things that pretty much, maybe at this time only a human would be able to tell the difference between. They said leaves could blow in front of the car, and as a human, you just keep driving, but, the car, what if they think that's a flock of birds, they won't know which is which at this current moment.
Yeah, also, an example that I want to know how a self-driving car would work is I was driving to your house the other day, and there was legit, I don't live so much in the country, but there was legit a turkey kind of in the city. Just watching that road, but the road was dead, and it was walking in the middle of the road, so I obviously stopped, and then it just went back in its corner. But what, I want to know how, if you were putting your Tesla on self-drive because you can on, main streets, I wonder what it would have done.
Oh, yeah, I don't know
because
either.
Because it wasn't, such a big talkie. It was, probably.
And they also said how it's going to be hard to have fully self-driving cars with human drivers on the road. They said if all cars were self-driving, it would be easier because they all, are just working in the robotic way. But with humans, we're so, unpredictable, you know what I mean? So it would be hard for self-driving cars to be driving fully self-driving around human drivers.
Isn't it a thing, I don't know if you're going to talk about this, how people think that if when everyone gets a self-driving car, which is probably literally decades away, mm-hmm. but there wouldn't be any time where you'd stop. Because there wouldn't be such thing as stoplights.
The people who really believe in self-driving. They think, there'll be no stoplights or anything, and somehow the cars would all go off each other's sensors, and your car, would just kind of always be driving.
I mean, that does sound really cool. I'm excited.
Somehow they would just all seamlessly be, intersections going multiple ways, and they wouldn't hit each other somehow.
Yeah.
But basically, it seems at this point, people still don't really know, when it's going to happen, I'm pretty sure Tesla and stuff are still saying it's, just around the corner, where other people are like, oh, it's, decades away, so no one really knows.
Yeah. I mean, it's so funny because I remember when I was, 10 or 12, and I was thinking about when I turned 16, when I'm able to drive, I used to think, who knows, maybe I'll just be self-driving, and I won't even have to go to driver's ed. So it just proves that, I don't know if, Tesla's like this, but I feel like some people, just optimistic.
Oh, but I did see it on just looking at Reddit comments. People said that fully, I guess they call it, there's some different levels, but the level of self-driving that we're talking about where you literally just take a nap in the backseat, don't worry about it, they said that could be, so far away, but the type of self-driving where you get the car going and then you park wherever you're going to park and kind of don't really have to pay attention during the drive at all is, like, kind of actually really close.
Like 10 years?
They've made it seem like just a couple of years. Oh. Where, like, you could say, like, going over, but then once you actually get to the parking lot, like, you'd have to park and stuff, and maybe every now and then it might tell you, like, you're gonna have to take over in 2 minutes, just get ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. An article that I found funny, this isn't really, like, an actual futuristic thing, there's this article that said, 17 cool inventions that will take you to the future. It's by brightside.com, and I thought it was hilarious. Because one of the futuristic inventions is an aqua treadmill. You can actually buy it right now, I'm pretty sure. It just is, it looks like a hot tub that's also a treadmill. And the reason why I wrote this down in my notes is because stuff like this doesn't remind me of the future. It just reminds me of a tacky-ass person.
And that's like, you need an aqua treadmill? It's like, if running is that boring to you, maybe try biking. Try rowing, like... You're gonna get an aqua treadmill?
Like, okay, it's cool. Like, I'm glad for the company for creating this. But, like, this is the type of stuff... You know what, every few years, there's, like, this new thing where it's actually real. You can buy it, and they make it sound so cool, but in reality, it's kind of dumb.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe it would burn more calories, but I don't want to get fully soaked each time
just
I go on
a run. Just look at the photo.
Yeah, it literally looks like a giant bathtub. First of all, think about all the logistics. You step into it, then you have to wait for it to fill all the way up. Or do you hop in once it's full? Just the whole thing sounds annoying.
Like,
what I think would be in handy for is a workout class in a big city. I'm pretty sure LA already had those. I remember hearing about it.
Oh, wait.
Like, I would pay $25, $30 to go to a workout class for an hour and try out the aqua treadmill. You know what I mean?
Oh, like the whole bottom of the pool would be a treadmill?
No, I think there was a place, like, in Beverly Hills where they had underwater biking, where everyone had their own little underwater bike.
That's
which, like,
cool.
It'd be cool in those situations, but actually owning one at your house seems dumb.
Yeah, it really does. Another thing that's kind of has to do go in the same bubble, I'm not hating if you have this, honestly go with you, but having, like, a TV in your shower. Like, this was a thing that when I was, like, 8 and I saw it on Jake and Josh, I was like, oh my gosh, if I would become a billionaire, I'm buying this.
I know, there's some Vegas hotels where there's a TV in the mirror. Like, when, you know when you're getting ready, you look at the mirror?
Yeah.
There's a TV right there that's inside the mirror, though.
It's like, go, like... Please live in reality for 1 second.
I feel like that was a trend that went away. Because remember, even if you look at, like, maybe early 2000s houses, I'm not sure the actual time, but if you go on Zillow, these houses built around that time,
yeah,
there's always a little TV in the kitchen. And it's like, that just in modern houses, like current, I feel like that would no one would ever put that in a kitchen.
Oh, even, okay, I don't know if this is still happening, I'm honestly not sure, but when, like, college used to have TVs behind every single thing.
Yeah, even that's just like, sis.
Yeah, so, like, with cars that have, like, a touchscreen in the front, I'm like, go out. That's actually cool. But when they have touchscreens everywhere, it's, like, still too much.
I remember when I first got one, it was so cool. I vividly remember going to a sleepover, like, in third grade or something.
Yeah.
I went into my friend's car. He picked me up. And his mom had just gotten the car with the TVs on behind each seat. And the mom was even so excited because, like, she just got it. And they were like, oh, my gosh. Like, and I was like, this is so cool. And he said, go inside and get one of the VHS tapes you got. And I ran inside, got Jumanji, and we put it in and watched it. It was so cool.
They had those when those VHS tapes?
Yeah, I said, oh my god, it's so cool. And they said, go inside and get a VHS tape. We can watch it on the way home.
I thought it only was things with DVDs.
No, I'm pretty sure we watched Jumanji VHS. And, like, I remember thinking it was so cool.
How young were you?
Like, second or third. I remember even the mom thought it was cool. She was, like, kind of flexing, like, yeah, like.
Get Jumanji.
So, yeah, we just got this brand new, no lease, bought it in full.
Oh my gosh, I am actually mind blown that they did it with VHS.
At least I think, I remember him putting the VHS, like, pushing it down. That's a thing, right? Did I make it up?
The one that I remember is our neighbor had one, and she used to take us to school. And it was on the top, wait, was yours like this? It was on the top of the it was on the roof.
Yeah, I don't think.
Press a button and it was like probably like, it was really tiny, but I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, I actually, now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure this particular car didn't have it on the back of the seats. It was, there was like one in the front, one in the middle. Like there was multiple ones that came down in the middle. You know what I mean?
I just thinking about the mom thinking it's so cool to a second grader. Get a VHS.
Yeah, because it was cool. Wait, is this a thing? Yeah, I think it is. But yeah, that happens.
I mean, that's cool. Nice story, bro. I'm gonna take a pee break.
Oh, just so you guys know, the VCR thing was real. I'm looking at the New York Times, June 15th, 2000, the year 2000. They said the Ford Windstar minivan came out, and it had a VCR. When I first saw the word VCR, it, like, I forgot what it was for a little bit.
That's when you put the VHS tape.
Yeah, right? VCR, that's so funny.
When did, like, VHS tapes fully end? Because I remember probably till I was in, like, well, probably, like, fourth grade or something we used them. But then it kind of is, like, this is what happened. We used VHS tapes. Then for a few years, we used DVDs. Then slam, all that's gone streaming.
Yeah, they tried to make Blu-ray, never got into it.
Oh, is that just a butter version of
DVDs? And now, thank God, no one has to use DVDs.
But it is iconic going to a Redbox and a Walgreens. Okay, this is the difference. And I'm not trying to be like, today sucks, because I love the idea of Netflix and stuff. But I think the reason why I like Redbox more, and the DVD shops more, movie shops, is because when you got that movie, you knew that you drove back, so you cherished the movie more and you actually paid attention. Whereas, when I pick a movie on Netflix, it's like, okay, I can just go on my phone because I can just watch it another time.
Oh, yeah. And also, is this weird thing where no one wants to... I don't know if it's just our family, but, like, nobody wants to pay for movies anymore. I think it's because we already paid for all these streaming services. But, like, back then, like, you'd be down to pay money to watch these movies. But now, a movie's on, like, iTunes, you have to pay for it. It's like, no.
For sure, even if a movie's $2.99 and I want to watch it, it's like, I have to pay for it.
Also, nobody I swear, like, even then because everything's free, like, we start a movie and then 10 minutes in, we're like, this sucks, switch, let's find a different one, because there's thousands of other movies, and then we don't ever actually end up watching anything.
Well, if you got a movie from Redbox, you're forced to watch it.
Yeah, that's all you have. Good. That's the only content you have at that moment, so you have to watch it.
But now you can just go on YouTube, watch anything. Okay, my next one is Water Blobs. Have you heard of this?
Water Blobs?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
So, I remember hearing about it years ago. It's this thing where it's a replacement to Water Bottles. It's this little bottle of water that's bouncy. And you just drink it.
Wait, is it a plastic bag?
No, it's not made out of plastic, but let me show you a photo. So, like, if you're a viewer, listener, you should, like...
Is it reusable?
I'm pretty sure it is. Oh, wait, water blob. I typed in water bottle. We all know what water bottles are. So, it's this futuristic thing. Oh. Water blob bottle, then it will pop up? I don't know. This thing.
What?
So it's a seaweed-based water pouch.
Oh, is it like biodegradable, so is it reusable?
Well, it's butter. Maybe it isn't reusable, but I know it's butter for the environment than a water bottle.
Oh my god, I hope these take off then. Are they coming soon?
Well, I've seen these years ago. Like, probably when I was like in 7th grade.
You would think they'd be doing so good because everyone's all like, oh god, let's reduce our use of plastic.
Well... From what I know, they aren't really doing that good, but, well, it hasn't fully come
until Aquafina makes theirs water blobs.
Maybe. So basically, it's this blob of water, you drink it, and then when you're done drinking it, I actually don't know if it's
it disappears.
No, it just looks like a condom after that.
Oh.
Because it is a condom.
I don't know if I want to drink it out of a balloon.
Well, they get used condoms and put water in
them.
No.
I just don't know if I want to drink it out of a balloon, though. No. That's the only thing.
No.
That sounds annoying.
No, it's
I can slip out of your hand.
It's not a balloon, though.
And then, like, cup holders.
Well, so it's called the Oho Orb. Consists of water surrounded by a jelly-like membrane made of brown algae and calcium chloride. That's according to Earth911.com. Okay, so Business Insider posted an article about this in 2014. And they were claiming that it was coming in the future. Okay? Back in 2014.
Okay.
Which I guess that's only like 8 years, so who knows? The future is still ahead of us. But okay, I don't wanna hate on this company because I want it to happen. And like out of that, just like Lucas was saying, there is some controversy, like what if it pops? I read about you can't put it in a backpack and stuff.
And then like I picture holding it and so jiggling keeps falling out of your hands.
But do you think it's one of those Dippin' Dots type things?
Oh, they keep saying it's the future, but the future never happens.
Yeah, and we just keep drinking out of water bottles.
I mean, I do think we've kind of come up with a temporary solution with, like, Yetis and stuff.
Yeah.
Where you can just have, like, a reusable thing forever. So I don't know if we really need them now, because everyone's... Most people don't use plastic water bottles often anymore, because they mostly would use their reusable one.
When I was reading about this water blob, it said that the company realized that, obviously, for the average consumer, they aren't going to carry a blob of water. But the company realized that it would be better for marathon runners. Instead of wasting a plastic water bottle, they could just bring a blab and drink it.
It's still. Just for that?
No, they said that's one of their, that, like, that's one of someone that it could be useful for. That isn't
okay.
The only bottle.
What's it made out of?
Well, it's made out of a jelly-like membrane of brown algae and calcium chloride. But I guess there's also one made out of seaweed.
That's
according
still really
to
bad
article.
For the environment. I'm just kidding.
This is a quote. As it stands, from Business Insider, as it stands, the bottles cannot be transported or carried around for long periods of time without bursting or becoming
broken. Okay, bitch, this is a bad invention then. Sorry. If you can't transport it, how are we going to bring it to the stores? Can you imagine this pop everywhere?
But my last note about these water blobs is the companies that are making them, there's probably multiple companies, but the main one is Skipping Rocks Lab. Their whole thing is trying to make environmentally friendly, sustainable packaging. So
I am happy they're doing it, but
yeah,
they're probably
good.
This
really
is probably a good springboard that will lead to an even better version that won't burst all the time.
Yeah, because obviously you mentioned it before I even said that. It's not actually
but can you imagine the first version of a car probably sucked, and then they kept redoing it, and they're still redoing cars to make them more efficient. They're
so,
going to hit it.
Skipping Rocks Lab, I feel like you are on a roll.
Yeah, I'm happy for your work, but I don't want to carry on a balloon. But I think it's going to make it like so it was the shape of a bottle, but a balloon, I'd be down. But like, I don't know what to be. Can you imagine the annoyance? In your car, hit a bump. It's the bladders everywhere, and you're wet.
Also, if it's made out of algae and calcium chloride, I'm guessing both of those are edible. But when you drink the water, will some of that get blended in? I just have a question.
Also, I'm just picturing people be throwing them at each other.
It's like a water fight?
Yeah.
Water fight.
Can you imagine a baseball game, someone throws one at you? God.
I'm going to keep using water bottles, even if they're all spawning.
So my last topic that I researched is time travel going to come out soon?
I didn't laugh because I actually am hailed for this, but for some reason I got a vision of like, whistles away from the place.
So this is all according to scienceparalysis.com. Borealis, I don't know. But basically, if, I don't know if this is true. I haven't fact checked anything. But they said that time traveling already happens.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, how do you know?
I don't know what.
Okay, so basically, they said the closer an object gets to the center of the dip of a black hole or something, the faster it accelerates. The center of the Earth's gravitational dip is located at the Earth's core. So basically, yeah, the closer something you get to the core, the closer you gravitate. You accelerate. I'm trying to understand this. Okay, so anyway, according to Albert Einstein's theory, because time moves away slowly as you move faster through space, the closer an object is to the center of Earth, the slower time moves to the object, this all confuses me. Why would the center of the Earth be the center of time? Because we're just a little blip in the universe. Are we actually, like, the center of the universe? Because apparently, the closer you get to the core of the Earth, the slower time moves. But, like, why would time only be, like, relative to this one little blob on Earth?
So wouldn't it be if you're on another planet, time would move way faster, right?
Maybe at their own time? I'm confused. But anyway, apparently they can already see this in GPS satellites, which are 20,000 kilometers above the Earth's surface. Since these kilometers are that far up in the air, every single day, they gain... They're like a little bit, they're a little bit ahead of the Earth in time. By 38 milliseconds per day.
Wait,
they're ahead of us in time.
How?
Because they're farther away from the core. The closer you are to the core, so people who live in these high-rise condos are actually aging more.
Wait,
yeah, I made up that part.
No, but that whole thing about these satellites are 38 seconds ahead of us.
I'm just going off this website.
Wait,
you guys
I have a
feel free to fact check me.
I have questions. Do they literally mean, okay, so you know on Earth, there's multiple different time zones. And I could say, if you're in Europe, you're actually ahead of me. But do they actually mean 38 seconds of if Earth was
micro,
one time zone?
Microseconds.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, 38 microseconds.
But they aren't, like, it just is saying if Earth is one time zone, it would be 38.
And no, they have very precise clocks on these satellites, and they show that every single day they gain 38 microseconds above Earth. But they always correct it because, like, that would fuck everything up if they were, all the times got fucked up, you know? But that does already happen. So that does make me think. If this is true, I'm probably not understanding it right. Denver has a high elevation. They all age badly there.
No, all they just...
They're ahead of us in time. You go to Denver, a year goes by faster than if you're closer to sea level.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking the age. I think it would be a thing where if I went to Dunville, a day would only be like 23 hours and 50 minutes.
Oh, you feel kind of anxiety there because everything's moving so fast?
Yeah, because have you ever been someone, it feels like your eyes will put into Final Cut Pro and put in fast motion 100, 200%.
And they said in order for humanity to send a traveler into the future, we would either have to take advantage of the intense gravitational acceleration caused by black holes. Okay. Or send a traveler rocketing into space at the speed of light. And with our current technology, we can only jump a few microseconds ahead. We aren't able to do like years yet. But I'm confused. So if you send a traveler rocketing into space at the speed of light, that's just scary because like when they'd come back to Earth and we'd all be dead. But they would, like, say I'm 27 right now. I get shot into the sky and go ahead 50 years. I come back down to Earth. I'm still 28 because I've just been in the moment, you know?
Yeah.
But you guys are all, like, almost, you guys are so old now. But that'd just be weird.
So you could get ahead of everyone, though.
You miss out on everything.
Wait, okay, like, I'm just saying confused. I believe this, but what if some social media influencer, they were 16 and when they went up to the Earth and they were like, okay, I feel like they did this in like the 1980s and they're like, okay, it's too hard getting famous this day and age. I need to do auditions. I'm just gonna wait till TikTok's invented. And then they went up in the sky and came back for TikTok.
I mean, people are doing that in elite families across the world.
That's crazy.
What they also found out that did you hear that?
That's me now.
From what they know, apparently we can't go back in time. But we can only go forward in time, if we even can. But they're also scared of, like, if we went back in time, like, you could, no matter what, you aren't going to do it as it actually was back then, because you're there and you weren't there before, so will that F up everything with the butterfly effect? You know what I mean?
How everything affects that.
Like, even, like, if you just time travel back to the 50s and you were just in a gas station, even though you didn't talk to anyone, like, you just being in that moment would, like, throw everything off and kind of ruin everything.
Yeah, to be honest, like, the whole butterfly effect, like, obviously there's, like, proven things about it, but that 100% is believable because if for some reason I did something different today, I feel like that does affect micro things. Like, not big things, but I feel like it for sure affects
micro things in the short term, but maybe big things over the
long
term.
Yeah, like, it could, like, be, like, an elevation thing where it turns into.
But I guess they did a study at the University of Queensland, and they're answering the whole thing of, like, if you go back in time. They said in the study, researchers proved mathematically, I don't know what type of equations they're doing, what they're adding and subtracting and dividing, but somehow they said that you'd be able to travel back in time and not mess anything up because the universe would self-correct itself.
So with this whole satellite thing and this traveling in time, are they saying that we are actually going to travel back in time and it's like a scientific thing, or are they saying that what they're actually trying to create a machine? That's what I'm confused about.
What creeps me out is this Queensland study said that you can travel back in time and the universe corrects itself. It will self-correct itself. They somehow mathematically found that out, apparently. For all I know, what if this was a parody article? I'm just taking all this back. Okay, but
that's why I'm always so scared about these videos.
But they said that the universe would self-correct itself. Does that explain Mandela effects? Bitches are going back in time and they're just doing this, nothing that big has changed, but little inconsistencies are popping up in our reality because the universe self-corrected itself.
Yeah, I mean, okay. So with this whole time traveling thing, okay, I love how you brought it to, like, a scientific level because I just was picturing, like, Smile Minds. Like, okay, you go in a machine and you click 1950 and you're there. But with this whole time traveling thing, okay, so I've thought about this before. I don't know. Some people might say I'm crazy, but there's, like, 7 billion people in this world.
Yeah.
So I just believe personally that out of the 7 billion people, there has to be someone that has an inkling, even these people that are working on it, that has an inkling of, like, how it's done.
Or,
like,
also,
or, like, how to control a past and future. Like, that's so many people.
Or also, even if the time traveling is going to be able to be possible in, like, a billion years if humanity somehow made it that long, wouldn't somebody have time traveled back to this time period and we would have seen them? Is that aliens? Whoa!
Well, because think about it. We are thinking about going to Mars. By we, I mean, like, these billionaire people. So that could be aliens.
They said, so basically, if the Queensland study of their mathematical equation ever is true, we'd be able to travel back in time and we wouldn't. But they said we would never be able to alter events to create a different future because of the way the universe works or something. But yeah, this whole thing is just weird. Like, if you actually can, if you travel fast, that speeds up time. Like, I'm just, if the whole thing, like, so I don't understand. My brain can't wrap around the fact that, like, if you move fast at the speed of light, you would go farther in time. Like, I'm just so confused.
Mathematicians, like, go you.
Because in my simple mind, I picture traveling through a rocket ship so fast, you're still just in the same time. You're just going at a fast speed. Why would that affect time?
Yeah, time is a weird thing. Like, not just go on a random tangent, but time is sometimes weird because there's been times when, like, so at like 11 o'clock, I always feel like time moves slower. This is obviously just how your brain functions. Like, maybe if you're more stressed, time goes faster. If you're, I don't know. But it is a weird, so I feel like you can manipulate time. If I had to guess, I'm not.
But also, I remember hearing on, I think it was a Zane and Heath podcast, they were talking about time traveling. And Matt King said this thing where, like, the Earth right now is always blasting through space, you know what I mean? We just don't know it, but we're, like, going through the universe. Like, we aren't just sitting in one part of the universe, like, we're constantly traveling, I guess.
Yeah.
So he said, even if you did time travel into the future, the Earth wouldn't be right here. So you would just be floating through space.
Oh.
So you don't...
We're constantly moving, basically.
Because the Earth is constantly shooting through the universe, I guess. So if you did go 1,000 years in the future, you'd just be floating in the middle of nothing. Because Earth would be so far away in the universe.
But couldn't you change your dimensions? And...
Yeah, honestly, I don't know.
I don't know, like, I actually for sure want to watch, like, more, learn more stuff about it.
Yeah, I need to wrap my mind is just at the beginning of grasping it, and I need to dive deeper.
Yeah, so if we're going, I have one more left, if we're making a tail list of things that are more interesting about the future, that is top three, 100% top three. But the next one I'm talking about sounds boring now. Like, to me, this doesn't interest me anymore. It interested me not last night, but now it doesn't. Meat made in a lab.
Oh, yeah, it's like, that's so boring.
But time travel is like, the world is interesting, but meat made in a lab is not so
You have to admit, that's so cool. If they wanted to kill all these animals.
Yeah, so, basically, it would be more environmentally friendly.
And yeah, it would help the environment.
I guess it's also called cultured meat. This is directly from Wikipedia. Cultured meat is produced using tissue engineering techniques traditionally used in regenerative medicines. The concept of cultured meat was popularized by Jason Mateni in the early 2000s after he co-authored a paper on cultured meat production and created New Harvest, the world's first nonprofit organization to in vitro meat research. So this guy thought of it in the early 2000s, and I guess it
also took a long time to like get close to making it. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, they use like tissues from animals.
And like stem cells or something, right?
Yeah, so this is interesting. I didn't know this. First of all, just a little tidbit. I'm going to get into this. But in a restaurant in Singapore called 1880, they sell
bone
meat. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's approved in those countries, but in the U.S. it's not approved.
Did they say when it'll be?
I think I wrote it down, actually. Oh, yeah. This is what a direct quote just from me. What I got from everything I read over is, over the next few years, it'll become more available. Needs to get approved and shit. So, yeah. So,
yeah,
I think they know how to do it.
Though. I remember I did look this up, like, a month ago or something, and it said, like, within, like, the next 3 years, it'll be on market shelves. And, like, it'll start out being expensive, but eventually it'll be cheaper than even just the meat we eat right now. Because it'll just be... They don't have to go spend all this money, like, herding animals and all this shit. Like, it'll just be so easy.
Yeah, this kind of goes in with the AI waitress thing. How we said fancy restaurants will have actual waiters. Mm-hmm. I could see a thing where, this is, like, years away, but where this lab meat grown in a lab becomes so available and just, like, at a good price. Where you go to this, like, Mastro's Steakhouse, and they actually have real steak.
Oh, that'll for sure be a thing.
Yeah. But, just to let everyone know, if you don't know about this whole meat in the lab, it's, like, actual meat, technically. It's not actually meat killed from an animal, but it's not vegan beef, right? It's like,
They still had to kill one animal to get the stem cells, right?
Yeah, so I guess... I don't know how it would
work. I don't even know if you have to kill someone to get the stem cells. But, yeah, if you're still eating actual meat from a cow, it's generated by, like, stem cells in a lab.
So if this becomes more popular, I've always wondered this when I heard this the first time, would vegans accept it? Because just like you said, if we're being honest, I'm pretty sure you have to get, when this becomes popular, they won't kill these chickens anymore, but when it started, they had to kill one chicken to get the tissue.
Yeah.
So technically it isn't vegan.
I think it would depend, like some vegans would be like, oh no, like they just be like, I'm just past the point, like I haven't eaten meat for decades, like it just grosses me
out. Oh yeah, for sure.
Like some of them might just be actually grossed out by meat. And then some might be like, oh my god, yeah, like if I can eat it and guilt free and it's not like this horrible animal factories and stuff, then they'd be down.
Yeah, for sure. Not all vegans are like generalized in one circle, because obviously some people just don't like meat. It's like,
I hope this comes out soon. That would be amazing. That's an awesome invention.
And it would also be so good for the environment because, like, making all this beef and chicken and stuff.
You know, cow farts, like, ruin everything?
Yeah, like, ruins the ozone layer and just, like, ruins the whole world.
And it's just, like, sad.
Yeah, 100%
is. But my whole thing is, like, in these documentaries, we've watched everyone seeing these documentaries at this point about how you should be vegan.
What is that?
And how horrible the meat industry is. Like, cowspiracy and stuff.
Yeah.
But they always talk about how the meat industry is so corrupt and, like, they ruin everything. So I'm just confused how this powerful-ass Tyson, like, aren't they just going to somehow sabotage this business?
Yeah, okay, so with this meat going in a lab, I'm optimistic about it. I feel like it will become a thing. But the thing that I'm not optimistic about is I don't know if I'm just being a pessimist, but I don't think it's going to become instantly, oh my gosh, it's so popular. There's those people that love eating actual meat. I'm not one of those people. I like chicken and stuff, but when this comes out, I'm down to eat it. But there's also those other people that just love actual meat. And then I also just feel like it's somehow not going to be as popular as we may think.
Yeah, people are going to somehow make it horrible somehow.
So with this restaurant in Singapore, that solves it. The first cultured... Oh, wait. First, let's go back. So this doesn't have to do with the restaurant in Singapore. The first cultured beef burger patty was created by Mark Post at Maastricht University in 2013. It was made from over 20,000 strands of thin muscle tissue. First of all, I'm not a scientist, so obviously I don't quite understand it, but I can't believe it's so intricate.
Yeah.
And this burger costed over $300,000 and needed 2 years to produce.
Damn. So that was expensive-ass research.
So back, if we're being honest, it kind of has been growing really fast. In 2013, it costed $300,000 for one burger. I'm guessing now it's like way, way, way less.
But did you read anything about how it tastes? Remember when it first heard, it's when I first started hearing about lab-grown meat, people said, we just need to figure out how to make it actually taste good, because right now it's really rubbery and gross. Did I say anything about that?
I guess I didn't see anything about that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I'm assuming they're figuring it out, though.
For sure. So yeah, that's another thing. Like, I don't think it's just going to be like, okay, everyone eats this now.
But it's cool that they're even starting it.
For sure. With this restaurant in Singapore, though, something that I thought was interesting is, first of all, the price is more than double the price of chicken. So it's, like, expensive.
Oh, dang.
But then also, this particular product from the U.S. Eat Gist company is 70% lab-grown meat, with the remainder being plant-based proteins. I thought it was interesting. I want to know why it's only 70%.
Oh, yeah, what?
Because then the rest is probably, like, made out of pea protein and stuff. But is it because it's cheaper that way? Is it because it tastes better that way? Like, I didn't know that some people thought it was rubbery. So is it because that helps it be less rubbery?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
But, yeah, from what I know, it seems like over the next few years, it will be available at, like, basically it'll be available at restaurants and stuff, first of all, it made it seem like. And then over the next years, they will be, like, available at, like, your mom and pop or whatever.
Come on, that's exciting!
Yeah, honestly, I already eat, like, tofurkey, which is this vegan turkey. First of all, I hate the idea of vegan meats, even though I do eat them. But the idea is weird. But this, like, I for sure eat it. As long as, like, it's healthy, apparently, and stuff. I for sure consume that shit. And I have to admit, as a meat consumer, there is most... If I really think about it, I feel guilty. I don't feel like immense guilt. I'm not waking up. I hate myself. But it is gross what happens. So it would be really good for that. It would make me feel better. But also for the environment and everything.
No, 100%.
So, do you have any other futuristic topics?
No, that was everything.
Yeah, those are my theme ones. I think the future is so interesting. Actually,
oh my god, you know what else?
Do you love change?
Yeah, most of the time. But you know what I think something about the future?
What?
The Future Starts Now by Kim Petras comes out this Friday. Get it at your streaming service.
It would already be out, right?
No, it comes out the Friday after this is uploaded.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, so stream her stream Kim Petras' discography that's currently out, and be sure to pre-save The Future Starts Now by Kim Petras on whatever streaming service you're using.
Just a fun fact, when I think about this is the future, a minute from now is the future, it kind of like makes me feel so like empowered. Because like, I can do something that will impact the future.
I know, the future starts now.
Yeah.
And that's also a good motto to live by. Like, say you've had a horrible life so far, but the future starts now.
I know for sure. Like, okay, so one thing you did, or it could not, it could be something small, like one thing you did didn't work out. Well, the future is now, so create something else.
Oh, you're still talking about the past, honey? The future starts now.
Get over whatever happened. I'm just joking. But, you know, different situations.
All right. You know what? If you're still dwelling about the past, you know, look back. Those are your memories that you're like, you can cherish. But if you've learned one thing, the future starts now, honey.
And if you've learned one thing from both of us combined, the only thing you can change is the future. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.